But we were talking about safety, and as a new contractor, you know, trying to climb the ranks and get your foot in the door of some of these larger GCs, it's pretty damn critical. And cut. No, I'm just kidding. What is going on, guys? Chris Work here from Profit Dig, here with my partner, Jeff Spencer. Jeff, what is cooking?
Oh, not much, just watching it rain.
That's it for today in Middle Tennessee. Yeah, but welcome to the Profit Dig Construction Show. Subscribe to the channel, like the videos, leave us some comments. Let us know what you want to talk about. Well, you know, it just so happens that August is the start of Construction Safety Month. I just made that up. August is not Construction Safety Month. But we were talking about safety, and as a new contractor, you know, trying to climb the ranks and get your foot in the door of some of these larger GCs, it's pretty damn critical to pay very close attention to some of these things. You know, we were talking earlier about trench boxes and chains and slings and my goodness, Jeff, I don't even know what we're talking about, honestly. I know what the trench box is, right. But, you know.
Well,
tell me about it. What are some things here I need to be the lookout for?
Well, you know, from a bidding standpoint, you know, nowadays, you know, 20 years ago, safety was always an issue or a concern, but it wasn't enforced that much, you know. I mean, you kind of went by your own guidelines and stuff, you know, kind of what you felt was good, you know. Was fair with everybody.
Yeah.
But, you know, it varied from company to company. But, you know, they've cracked down on that over the years and through OSHA and other stipulations. You know, they've got it now to where most construction workers should feel, you know, somewhat safe working on a job site.
Yeah.
And most GCs pride themselves in they have these competitions or acknowledgments for going so many days without a safety violation or a safety issue, you know.
Right.
You know, a lot of bigger GCs will give out, you know, shirts or jackets, you know, 150 some, days, you know, accident
cash,
free.
Cash money.
Possibly. Yeah. And I'm sure that, you know, a lot of them do get bonused on safety or lack of injury, you know, through a job.
As they should.
Right.
Yeah.
But having said that, you know, if you're in a bidding process and you've never worked for one of these bigger GCs, you know, everybody goes by OSHA standards,
right.
You know, from state to state, you know, whatever it may be, you know, every state varies on what their regulations are. And so a lot of GCs want to make sure that if OSHA makes a visit to their site, that they're in compliance and have no reason whatsoever to write them up for them or their subs working under them.
Yeah.
So they have.
And that was very important. Point there, the subs working under them as well, because you've assumed some of that responsibility.
Yes, you assume the same responsibility.
The same responsibility, yes. So.
Because, you know, people don't think about it like this, especially like a new contractor. You know, you're working for GC Joe Blow here, all right? He's a bigger GC. It doesn't matter how big or how small he is, you're still a sub under him. When you sign your name on that dotted line for this particular job, you are Joe Blow Construction.
Right.
You become part of his company. You are working for him at that point.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, there's contractual issues, you know, that you're bound to, but, you know, it's kind of a working relationship that you've built when you signed that contract. Like, you know, I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure this GC makes money. Mm-hmm. And in return, that GC's going to make sure I do everything in my power to make sure this sub has all the information, everything he needs to get his job done in a timely fashion.
Absolutely.
But having said that, every GC, for the most part, has a safety program nowadays.
Okay.
So if you're not accustomed to a safety program or going through one, you've got certain guidelines you got to abide by for OSHA, but you also got to abide by the GC you're working for's guidelines.
So they can set their own requirements or level of standards.
Yes. A lot of them will try to go one, two, and maybe even three steps above what OSHA requires.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because they want to have the safest job site. And they want to be recognized for that. You know, that helps, you know, bring in new work. You know, when you have record of safe job sites, completed job sites over a period of time with minimum injury or minimum, property damage or anything else. And also working well in a downtown area, working well with your neighbors, your other businesses, So that goes a long way.
Sure.
So if you have never done that or been involved in that, you're probably going to have to send one or two crews, however many crews you've got allocated for this project. They're going to go sit down in an office trailer or in their office and go through a job site specific training for that GC. Sometimes they're an hour or two. Sometimes they may take, 4 or 5 hours. Okay. Just depending on how elusive the project is and how critical they are on their safety.
And the GC is not going to pay them.
No.
You're going to pay
them. You got to pay them. Right. If you say you're paying that crew, the crew is $1,000 a day, and you got two crews tied up. Well, if it takes 2 days with two crews, you lost $4,000.
$4,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you've got to be able to accommodate that, somewhere in your scope of work. So, we try to put it in on our bid up front.
Yeah.
I cover it under miscellaneous and safety, mm-hmm. Somewhere, with one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
But I always try to cover it, one way or the other. If your scope is $1 million+, you can probably absorb that $4,000 pretty easy.
Sure.
But if you've got $100,000 or less, that $4,000, that comes off your bottom line. So it's going to hurt.
Yep. Yeah. That's coming out of your pocket right at that point.
Yes. Oh. And it doesn't matter how small your scope of work is. You still got to go through the same safety training program as the guy with the biggest amount of work.
Right.
So just a little food for thought there, and just be aware of it. And every sub, no matter how small or how big you are either, you want to kind of try to mimic some of these larger GCs. You need to try to start implementing some kind of safety program into your company.
Okay.
And build on that as you build your company. As you get bigger, you can grow your safety program and maybe a little more prepared or a little further ahead, when it comes mm-hmm. time to bid that next project.
Jeff, sounds like great advice.
Yes, sir.
And so pay close attention to that section of the contract where we're discussing safety. They can mm-hmm. end up costing you big if you're not prepared for it. So just keep an eye out. Jeff, thank you as always.
Yeah, Chris, enjoy it, bud.
Always. Guys, check us out, ProfitDig.com. We have the most cost-effective job costing and bidding solution on the planet. Not to mention, it's pretty darn easy to use. Subscribe to the channel, like the videos, leave some comments, let us know what you want to talk about, and we'll see you soon.
See you.
Out.